The biggest change in the 2014 Farm Bill is that the subsidies known as direct payments are gone. Instead of the government paying a known amount to farmers each year, the new system of subsidies will fluctuate, partly with market forces. That makes it really hard to predict how much the program will cost each year, says Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart.
There are going to be some years where these programs will be a lot less costly than direct payments. There are going to be other years, especially when we see low prices and low revenues in agriculture, where these could cost dramatically more.
The biggest farm bill program, food stamps, varies year to year too, but the compromise bill should save about $8 billion over 10 years. House Republicans wanted much deeper cuts, but the figure is double what the Senate version called for. The new farm bill also makes significant changes to conservation. The Environmental Working Group's Craig Cox has followed farm bills since he was a Senate Agriculture Committee staffer in 1995.
There are some bright spots in the conservation title.
Cox says the biggest one is that conservation will once again be tied to crop insurance, now the dominant safety net program. To receive federal help paying for crop insurance, farmers must show they're protecting wetlands and land vulnerable to erosion. Also, there's a penalty for plowing up virgin land that's never before been farmed. But Cox is disappointed overall funding for conservation is lower this year, after decades of consistent increases.
This farm bill breaks that pattern, and there's actually going to be less of a commitment to conservation in this bill than there has been in previous bills.
Plenty of others are upset with the compromise, too, for various reasons.
You know, it comes to a certain point where it hurts the little guys. You know, it gets to a point that they can't compete against these guys getting all this money.
That's Clear Lake farmer Chris Peterson. Back in fall 2012, he rallied on Capitol Hill with a widely diverse group of farm bill supporters pushing for passage. But now, he says, he'd rather endure another extension than settle for a bill he fears will hurt smaller farmers like him.
It's a bad bill they're proposing for 5 years. You know, anymore it seems to go 6 or 7, whatever, you know, before they get it figured out. A couple years of uncertainty and a little heartburn is better than 5 or 6 years.
Still, after the tortured 2-year drafting process, you won't find too many Midwest farmers who'd prefer to keep waiting. But you're also not likely to find many that agree with everything contained in the massive bill. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.